Oh, I guess I'm on. We're just waiting for a Red Hood here.
Well, Driz is here. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing good.
Yep.
Just waiting
We're
for
back.
Red Hood to come.
Yeah, Red Hood's probably stuck in traffic somewhere or just running from the train to meet up with us at the studios.
Oh, Red Hood, where are you?
Yeah. But back again with this craziness of you know who, number 45. It just never ends. It
History.
never ends.
This stuff never ends, that's for sure.
What will he do next? Drive into a wall? Drive us into a wall?
Yeah, probably.
Because that's what it looks like right now.
Looks like
He's
we're
just
just.
taking control of the steering wheel and he's driving closer to the wall.
Getting closer to that brick wall.
Just that, okay, you know, like when you watch NASCAR, how all those cars they drive on the track, and then when one driver crashes, when he steers off the track and he crashes into another car and creates a whole scene. That's what it's going
Like
like right
stuff
now
like ten
with this
cards like pile
presidency.
into each other.
Right, exactly. I mean, on TV, it's somewhat of an amusing sight to see, but at the same time, it's also very sad because those cars burst into flames and then people get injured, and then you have to hear all those sad stories, and then find out that the cars have been completely torn up beyond limit. I mean, with the presidency in this case, it's similar to a crash and burn scene in NASCAR, in an average NASCAR race. But on tonight's episode, well, we will be talking about a billionaire who spoke to a group of other billionaires regarding a prophetic vision that he had received from God regarding Trump, regarding number 45, in terms of what he was warned about last year compared to what has happened this year in the first year of 45's presidency. And it's not a pretty picture. Definitely not a pretty picture, folks.
Nope. It ain't free at all.
No. In fact, it's only getting worse. The dreams that were told, that were revealed in the election last year.
The cars just keep crashing.
Exactly. Sorry, Johnny. I mean, were these Republicans, were they not listening last year to how this guy spoke in the election, how he campaigned, how he made all these so-called promises to repeal and replace Obamacare, but none of that ever happened. And just how he claimed that he was gonna make everything great again, make America great again. What we're seeing today is the opposite of his campaign promises.
I think we're actually seeing it worse now.
I mean, of course it's worse, of course, because I mean, all the dreams that this billionaire had. At first, he was kind of reluctant to share about these so-called prophetic visions, but now that everything's been happening, now all these Republicans are getting scared. They're seeing and they're finally just waking up to how things are. You know, they were. I wouldn't say that they didn't care, but they just didn't understand what to believe, and they kind of refused to believe the fact that this prophetic vision that this billionaire received was actually going to be, was actually going to happen.
See, I wonder where Red Hood is tonight.
Ooh, Red Hood. He must be in heavy traffic. Red Hood, oh, Red Hood, where are you?
He is very late.
Well, let's not keep worrying about Red Hood. Let's just continue on the discussion for tonight.
As I like to say, slay it.
What was that?
As I like to say, slay it.
Slay it. Slay it. That's a good expression. Slay it. Slay it. Turn it. Kill it. Do whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point of this whole vision that everyone's been now talking about has actually been happening. And now these Republicans are looking embarrassed. They're feeling embarrassed because of the fact that they relied so much on this guy to make their own team better, their own GOP representative better. But now he's out there, he's making everything. Instead of condemning hate, he supports hate.
He's like fear mongering.
Instead of being presidential, So this happened during over the weekend when there was a death of a soldier and he made a phone call, or what he was supposed to do was make a phone call, but instead he said something totally insensitive.
Yep.
He said to the mother of the dead soldier that he signed up for this war. He signed up to participate fighting in the Navy or in the Army. You know, something of that nature, right? Instead of sending his condolences, instead of saying, oh, I'm sorry that you're going through this loss, is there anything that I can do? You know, like a phone call or a letter. He just makes that stupid statement, that stupid, insensitive statement.
That's what you signed up for.
That's what you sign up for. Like
really?
Really? Come on. I mean, show some more compassion than that. I mean, you're president. You're supposed to be caring. You're supposed to be a leader, or at least be seen as a leader. But if you're going around making those kind of statements, then you're not really seen as a leader. So to say, you're not really showing any compassion. You're just showing that you are who you truly are. And during the election, we got to see most of that.
Yeah, like, it's like, really? Like, it's like we've pretty much seen.
Oh, Red Hood's on his way. I saw him walk out. Well, he's outside the studios. He's coming in. He's walking in right now. He told me that he was ready from the train station to get over here. Trains were delayed. But anyway, he's on his way.
He probably ran to the wall to get my coffee.
You said he probably ran to the wall? What do you mean?
Went to the Wawa to get my coffee.
Probably so, but going back to our topic.
Hold on.
The fact that he still doesn't get it, the fact that he's going around making all sorts of statements, it's not as if he's already made up his mind as he... Like he's gonna stop saying what he feels that he should say.
Yes, I'm just listening to Driz's comment. What are you saying, Driz? Sorry.
Yeah, so Johnny and I, we were discussing the fact that billionaires now, they finally can see who this guy is.
Right.
Who this guy 45 Trump is. And
right.
They're not liking anything that they've been seeing so far because of the way that Trump speaks and the way that Trump says certain things without thinking, before talking.
Well, I mean, let's look at it this way, since we have about 20 minutes to discuss this. The fact is that, I mean, billionaires all over the world, it's just not... It's not possible. It's like comparing... I hate to say this, but it's like comparing an apple to an orange.
Yeah.
Which
mm-hmm.
do you think tastes better? The orange... Or the apple. I would suggest the apple, but that's just me.
Bananas for me. I'm a banana type of guy.
You know, plums, peaches, and, well, not peaches. You know,
peaches
plums
have
and
nothing
cream.
To do with anything.
Yeah, but it's now everybody's kind of seeing the lot a day, you know. In everything, just as everybody warned them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. It's not like, it's not like, oh yeah, we're gonna. It's a long road to impeachment, put it that way. And
mm-hmm.
when it's a long road to impeachment, and
yeah.
we know that billionaires are putting out $15-16 billion, or in this case, $10 million, to impeach him. You know that something's wrong, or that something's right, but also
no. In this
wrong.
Case, everything is right.
Yeah, in this case, everything is right. But when this man, who we mentioned in our title tonight, it's not as if people can Nobody just has $10 million to throw out. You know, that's just the truth of it. But it's getting scarier and scarier. I came home on the TV, or CNN, of course. You know, people, I'm like, how could I bear to watch this person just dismantle the United States? You know,
the thing is that he has no chill.
He has no
moral values. He doesn't know when to stop certain things.
No, and he has people who are literally at his hands and are going, you know, I think I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to spend 80. Billion things or dollars or coins or shekels or however you want to put it. On stuff. You know.
Right.
And then take that and run with it. But why? You know. Why spend the money if you know the outcome? Like, why threaten the arts of this country? Why threaten the science of this country? You know, in terms of the world, we're the dumbest kid in the block, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's saying, why should we let this leader into our fucking country? So he can espouse his views, and it's for one day. Like, Theresa May, right, Prime Minister of England, said, one of the whips entered Parliament and said, "We really have to put up with this guy?" You know, and to him it's all a show. To us, we try to prepare a show every Monday and Wednesday, and it's really hard, folks, when this person just keeps coming up and keeps inserting himself as if he's a populist windbag of a person.
And the fact that he continues to do this just shows that he doesn't care. That he's still, in his own mind, a celebrity. So he's going to make himself known to be somewhat of a funny character, somewhat of an interesting character, but everything that we're seeing today is funny.
And even whilst he has great respect for Churchill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be like Churchill. Even Churchill's grandson, okay, he even said, "He's a twerp, you know, and an idiot to think that he can actually run this country."
No. I side with him on that one. I side with him.
Yeah. I mean...
And for your own grandson to say something like that, especially about his grandfather, that speaks volumes.
No, it wasn't about his grandfather. It was about... Yeah. He called Donald Trump a daft twerp. And this was 2 days ago. Okay.
Wow.
And when somebody who is as rich as that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And back 2 days ago, as in to say, the weekend, right? October 21st, to be specific, he blamed the UK's rising crime and the radical Islamic terror on the UK.
Mm-hmm.
When the fact is that out of the 646 homicides, or 664 homicides in England in 2017, there are only 35 resulted in terror attacks. You know, and then it went up from 4.6 billion the year before. And then it went up in June. Okay. The fact is that, you know, he stupidly twitters, just out report, United Kingdom crime rises 13% annually amid spread of Islam. Terrorism not good. We must keep America safe. Meanwhile, Nicholas Soames, who's the grandson of Churchill, said, "Then fix gun control, you fucking daft twerp." Now, even other countries are going, "No, just not, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to put a stop to this." And you know, people used to say there's safety in numbers. I mean, I'm beginning to wonder, how safe are we in numbers?
Well, we're definitely not safe in numbers.
I mean, Driz, yep. Driz, what do you think? Johnny, do you think?
We're not safe in numbers. We're not safe in numbers in terms of the fact that we have a leader who can't even be truthful with his statements. He goes around, he makes all these absurd and stupid statements about the economy. I remember him making a statement that we officially have the lowest unemployment rate in over 17 years, and that's because of me, quote. Meanwhile, he hasn't passed any major legislation that would have had any effect on the economy whatsoever.
Right, right. I mean,
like, this whole tax reform talk is still in its infancy.
Yeah.
Right, and
waiting
then
to be passed.
And then also, like, if you noticed that, I'm sorry, folks, if we're boring you, but we do have a point to this, is that, like, if you notice that in terms of disabilities, right, he is now trying to strip away educational decrees that have been set since the Bush administration. And meanwhile, Mrs. DeVos gets sued. There's going to be more on that we're back on the 3rd of November, or the 8th of November, sorry. We're going to report more on that. But you got to wonder, because when push comes to shove, who's controlling this? I mean, you got him going, oh, I'm going to... I'm going to send phone calls, receiving a phone call from a president, should be that day. It took a month. It takes a month.
Yeah, I had said earlier with Johnny that if you're going to be considerate, just be genuine about it. Don't just say anything that you feel or anything that comes up to your mind about, oh, he deserved this. No, he didn't deserve to die. The soldier did not deserve to die.
Right.
He deserved to live just like anyone else, just like any other soldier. But it was an accident, the way that he was killed. But yeah, show some compassion. Write a letter. Call the family. Say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and don't promise a $25,000 check if you can't deliver it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then don't back it up by saying, oh, it was very unfortunate, and try to be an elder statesman when you can't even play the role of your favorite hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Churchill were alive right now, he would be like, mate, when was the last time you actually called people?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, people are serving for our country. You know, we thank you for your service. Period. We're not going to say the word, the B word. We're not going to say the H word. These are all acronyms. You can guess what they are on your own time. But when it comes to people, you don't say one thing and then do the complete opposite.
And then do another.
And then do the complete opposite. The complete and utter opposite. You know.
Kind of leader on you.
And Churchill. Right. Says one thing, does another.
Right, right. And
tries to cover it up.
And, yeah, and, you know, it's like a dog pile. You know, dog hides bone. Dog, I don't know where it is. Dog knows exactly where it is. You know.
I thought you meant the other dog pile.
Oh, yeah, but
That's what it smells like.
It's the same logic, though. It's the same logic. The fact is that George W. Bush is now the less stupid president.
You know, I heard that there was a report about him running down the street yelling, look, I'm smart. I'm S-M-R-T. I'm not the world's stupidest president anymore.
Right, right.
He was happy. He was doing backflips.
But as he should, you know, Bush condemned, and finally I could say Bush, thank God. Bush condemned nationalism and it's distorted into naivetism. Yes. And then he declared the discourse degraded by casual cruelty. Now, we only have 5 minutes, but I can tell you this, is that when you get George Bush, George W. Bush, and George Sr., and Jimmy Carter, and President Barack Obama, and you get all these people who are still living, who are still have minds, right, lining up to speak against the current president, that's when you know shit has hit the fan. That's when you know.
That's
you know,
when you know that things are really, really, really bad.
And it's never happened before. Like this, this is history. Because no president, it's like every president leaves on the last day, writes that note, and that note is never shown to people. Ever. He never shows. It's never shown. This past year, he showed it. You know? That's something sacred. I mean, that's all that I have to say about it, you know. But yeah, like next Wednesday, we will be back. Not this Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we'll be back with more stuff, new subjects, and new things to our parody. We're doing, as the announcement will say, we're doing a bit of cleanup for the next season, and new stuff is coming. A lot of new stuff. New stuff.
Something will happen now. Between now and then.
Yeah. New stuff is happening. Stay tuned. Stay tuned to the Twitters, the Facebooks. Yeah, Twitters, Facebooks, and the podcast itself. So, yeah, there's new stuff happening. We can't really announce what yet, but trust us, new stuff is happening. And continue liking our Facebook page and our Twitters and stuff like that. And retweet the episodes so that you get more people listening to us, because right now the base is growing. We're going to have things on YouTube. We're going to have things on other things.
That's right. Tell all your friends. Tell everyone that you know to listen to us. Every Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 p.m.
And the 90 seconds.
Yep. And we have got 90 seconds. So we are going to say goodnight and have a good and blessed vacation. We have other episodes, I think, with William Daniels and other things. You'll get to catch a new episode of our second interview with William Daniels, and then that shall be it up until the third. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
We got enough time to say goodbye.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.